This is A Better Way Financial, the podcast with financial advisors and father-son team, Frank and Frankie Guida.
Now, I'm Heather Branch here with Frank and Frankie talking about their ideas on ways you can work now to better prepare for your financial future. AbetterWayFinancial.com is where you can go anytime to start your own conversation with Frank and Frankie and their entire team at A Better Way Financial. We also have links posted in the show notes. So if it is more convenient, you can just click there or again, find us anytime at AbetterWayFinancial.com. Also, you can plan to come with us to one of our upcoming dinner workshops. We've got several planned in the coming weeks. Tax Smart Retirement Planning Dinner Workshop is what you can attend. And if you just go to our website, abetterwayfinancial.com, click on the events tab, you will see the dates and times and where we're having them, a couple of different restaurants around the area. So you can choose the location and date that works best for you and your schedule and plan to join us for our Tax Smart Retirement Planning Dinner Workshop. Again, go to abetterwayfinancial.com and click on the events tab. It is complimentary for you to attend, but you do have to register. So make sure you go to our website and get signed up to come to one of those upcoming workshops, because there is lots of information to share. And when it comes to helping you work to save more of your money from the tax man, I don't think there's anything that makes the Guida family happier than seeing how much more money they can keep in your pocket and out of the government's hands. Is that not right?
That is so true. Mm-hmm. I hate paying taxes, and
don't
I know
all?
My clients hate paying taxes.
Hate them, yep.
And we're getting to that time, aren't we?
Right. 'Tis the season for all of us to feel that extra fire in our bellies as far as if you're writing checks come April 15th, then you know the pain that a lot of people feel every year. And so when it comes to your retirement, I mean, as you guys always point out here, especially here on the radio, it's like, haven't you already paid enough in taxes by the time you get to retirement? Let's work to help you keep more of your money, because when it comes to how much we have given to the government throughout all the years over our lifetime, sometimes it's good to know that at least you're not alone. Like, it's not just a you problem. In fact, it goes so far to be highlighted even in some of our favorite TV shows, Parks and Recreation, to show that it's been off the air now for a few years. But one of the most beloved characters on the show, played by Nick Offerman, it's a paradox of situations. Ron Swanson was his character, and he works for the government. However, he has zero trust for the government. It's a whole plot line that plays out through the entire series of the TV show. It's hilarious.
Imagine the closer you are, the less trust you have.
That's right. It's like he knows things, right?
Keep your friends close, but your enemies
there
closer.
There it is. There it is. There was one scene in particular where he was teaching the concept of taxes to the youth of America, and this is how it went.
This is your lunch. Now, you should be able to do whatever you want to with this, right? If you want to eat all of it, great. If you want to throw it away in the garbage, that's your prerogative. But here I come, the government, and I get to take 40% of your lunch. And that, Lauren, is how taxes work.
That's not fair.
You're learning. Uh-oh, capital gains tax.
And another bite. We all know how it feels.
Yeah.
And the ugly reality is, just because you're retiring, it does not mean the government is going to stop collecting. So guys, let's talk about good tax planning and the tax planning you work to do for everybody who comes into the office. How does it allow us to work to keep more of our lunch, so to speak?
Well, you know, and honestly, Heather, this is one of the things that really separates what we do here at A Better Way Financial from what a lot of the other financial advisors are doing out there.
Okay.
You know, you look at their statements, you look at what they tell you, you know, you look at the bottom of the statements, what's it say? Consult your tax professional.
Yeah.
You know, if you ask them tax questions, they shy away from it. Oh, you really got to check with your tax professional. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, they're talking about their accountant. They must be talking about that's the tax professional that they know.
Right.
But they're actually not talking about your accountant, because your accountant is a person that's looking in the rearview mirror and he's trying to save you taxes on last year.
Okay.
He's trying to show you what you can do. What we are here at A Better Way Financial is we're tax planners. We're showing you how to rearrange the furniture, how to do things in a manner so that you're going to pay the least amount of taxes throughout the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year we worked with a bunch of folks brand new to the firm, mm-hmm. and we showed them how in their life On average, they would save close to $800,000 throughout their lifetime. That's an amazing type of difference.
Yeah.
And that's not usually the type of thing that you're going to get from a financial advisor, but it is the type of thing you'll get from tax planners like what we do here. How do we do it? There's a number of ways to do it,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
And that's the thing, you know, everybody's different,
right.
And we have to take a look at what they're doing and what those options are and then discuss those options with people so that they really have a good understanding of how these different things work and how they can make their whole lives better. You know, just imagine if you could possibly have an extra $800,000 in your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
What a difference that can make, you know. So some of the things we use are things like, you know, buckets. We're showing people the difference between taxable income, tax deferred income, tax free income, you know, and showing people how to use those buckets to their advantage,
mm-hmm.
and try to get the most tax free income out of the things that they do,
okay.
In their retirement. And it's wonderful. There are other things we do, like showing people how to use dividends to have capital gains tax rates instead of the high earned income tax rates,
mm-hmm.
things like qualified annuities. These things can create income, and we can show them how to draw that income out of those annuities, draw that down, and then Roth convert them so that the income can then become in tax-free. We're showing folks how to use life insurance to create tax-free income. These are different things that we'll do. And then obviously the big one is the Roth conversions and showing people why Roth conversions work to make their income in their later years in life tax-free, and so that they have this big tax-free bucket of funds. And it just makes their whole retirement so much better.
Got it.
Yeah, and this is exactly what we're doing here at A Better Way Financial. We're showing folks how to save money in taxes. And we recently had a couple come in from Fogelsville, and they were in their early 60s. They saved about $1 million for their retirement. He works in technology. She works in the medical field. And their biggest concern was taxes. They were worried about how much they have to pay now and then how much they're going to have to pay in retirement,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they felt like they paid enough when they were working, but
sure.
now they're going to have to pay the taxes again in retirement. And they didn't think that was fair, just like the video clip was
uh-huh.
saying, but
uh-huh.
that's the way that it is. But
I
we
know.
Can actually prepare for it, and we can actually show how they can save money in taxes by thinking ahead and by setting up their portfolio the right way.
Okay.
They can save a lot of money in taxes over their lifetime.
Okay.
You know, one of the ways that we looked into is how can we set it up so that we're being more tax friendly? And they had about $200,000 in their bank and non-qualified accounts. And we said, hey, if you keep that in the bank, what's going to happen is, one, it probably won't earn a ton of interest. And two, any interest that it does earn, it's going to have to cost them ordinary income taxes, which are at their higher tax rates.
Hmm.
And then we said, well, let's shift some of that money into a non-qualified brokerage account where they're going to be able to, as long as the stock or the mutual fund or the ETF is held over 1 year,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be able to pay long-term capital gains tax rates, which are substantially less than those ordinary income tax rates.
Got it. Okay.
So that was one way we're able to show them how to save money. The next way we said, well, you need to take out money when you do retire.
Uh-huh.
So where should we take it from first? We showed them how to take it out from the right accounts at the right time, also showing them how to save money.
That's interesting. Just the way that they withdraw from their different savings accounts can affect what taxes they owe?
Absolutely.
That's very interesting.
For instance, in a general situation, now it's not the same in every case,
yeah,
but let's
yeah.
say, you know, you take out from your Roth IRA first,
yeah.
you have $100,000 in a Roth IRA, $100,000 in an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
If you take from the Roth IRA first, it doesn't give it that time to grow tax-free for you.
Hmm.
So if you instead took from the IRA first and allowed the Roth to continue to grow tax-free for you, you're going to pay less in taxes
okay.
in most circumstances.
Okay.
We also looked into doing Roth conversions for them. And over the next few years, while these taxes are on sale, because in 2026, those taxes are going back up the way the current legislation is,
mm-hmm.
we're able to show them how to save money in taxes by doing those Roth conversions, paying taxes now at the lower tax rates.
Okay.
Instead of paying them at the higher tax rates when they have to take those required minimum distributions.
Okay.
You know, and like Dad was saying, with the income fixed index annuities, we're able to convert those. So let's say they had an income annuity that was going to pay them out about $10,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
There's roughly about $150,000 in that. So over time, as you're taking out that $10,000 per year, that's going to, since it's IRA money, they have to pay the taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets really small, what we can do is we can Roth convert it. So now that $10,000 they're getting each year is going to be tax-free because it's now Roth money instead of traditional IRA money.
Okay.
And tax-free is so much better.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure it is.
And they were also charitably inclined people. They gave to their church. So they gave to charities. And we asked them, how are you doing it? And they said, well, we're taking the distributions and then we're sending it out as a check. And and I was like, there's a better way to do it. You know, once you turn 70 and a half, you're going to be able to do something called qualified charitable distributions, where you send the money directly from your IRAs and have it go to your charity or to your church, and you don't have to pay the taxes on it. And if you're RMD age, it'll satisfy a portion of your RMD as well. So it satisfies a portion of the RMD. You don't have to pay the taxes on it, and the charity or the church that is receiving the money does not have to pay the taxes either. So this is another outstanding strategy to be able to save you money in taxes as well. So for these folks, we were able to show them how to save over $530,000 in taxes over their lifetime.
Wow.
So doing the right things, showing them all the strategies that they can use to minimize their tax burden over their lifetime, $530,000 more in their pocket instead of in Uncle Sam's.
Wow.
And then by repositioning their portfolio, we're also able to show them how to save their kids around $225,000 in taxes as well.
Wow.
So if you don't know how to save money in taxes, if you've just been paying taxes your whole life and don't really have a strategy, a written strategy to show you how to save money in taxes over your lifetime, you could really benefit from having that. So if you want to learn about how to set up taxes in your picture, how to set that up as part of your portfolio to pay the least amount in taxes, you need to go to abetterwayfinancial.com and click on the sign up now button so we can begin to have this conversation with you.
Thanks for listening to A Better Way Financial, the podcast with Frank and Frankie Guida. To learn more, visit abetterwayfinancial.com and join the Guidas for the radio show, A Better Way Financial, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 12:30 on News Radio 790 WAEB.
By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions about how best to utilize estate, tax, and retirement planning strategies and other financial services, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. A Better Way Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Annuity guarantee rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client, and they are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Advisory services offered through A Better Way Financial. Insurance offered through licensed professionals at A Better Way Financial. Pennsylvania Insurance License Number 301779.